Hey, we are holding in Siman Lamates. Mihem Aksherim Lichtiv Tfilin Vliknes Mihem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tfilin Shekos an Ebed, a Isha, a Katan, a Filo Gilachinuch. If the Tfilin were written by an Ebed, Kanani, an Isha, a Katan, even a Katan, Shegilachinuch, and we're going to say in the Mishnah Berurah that we're going to say even a Gadol. Even a 13-year-old boy, but we don't actually know that he has Shtei Sairis. Oy Kusi, which the Mishmur says is the correct Giris as opposed to Nachri. And here we know there's a discussion in Shas if the Kusim were Geri Emes, Geri Arroyas, what prompted them to be Megayer. So we'll see what this is referring to. Oy Mumel Avedis Gilulim, so you have a Yid, but he's an Oved Avedis Zara. And we'll see after how many times is he considered to be a mumer? This is a discussion in the Rishonim. We'll see. But if you have a mumer, avodas gilulim, oy meiser la'anasim, someone who masses yidin, we'll see that even if he does it once, and even if he does it because of mammon, he's also going to be psulim. All the aforementioned are psulim, mishum nechsiv, ukshartam, uksavtam. Meaning there's an obligation of kshira, there's an obligation of ksiva. And we say, kol sheyeshne b'kshira, I ain't a ma'amin ba, ain't a b'ksiva. So kol sheyeshne b'kshira, ain't a ma'amin ba, ain't a b'ksiva. Anyone who is not actively involved in kshira, or doesn't believe in it, ain't a b'ksiva. So such a person is not able to write. And we'll also see, what about a person who just doesn't put on tefillin, not because of any ideological reason, just they don't put on tefillin, don't know anything about it, I've never done it, my father never did it, not my minhag, and so on. Exactly. Or they're just too busy, they have to go to work, or it's too expensive, and so on. What about someone like that? Let's just see the next sift together with it. So anyone who's possible to write is also possible for any type of tikkun in the asiya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tefillin, vuadin, sefer Torah, u'mezuzah. So this siman is a very important siman with regards to all of ksivas stam. So we said, yisha vuadin, tumtum anjeregina, estehim bechlal safik yisha. So obviously an Isha is not a bar kshira. She cannot write. Oy katan v'kevin the alfinim mikra. This is a drasha gemura. Bayin she dafke gadol mamish. Meaning we know that whenever there are dinim diraisa, so we don't rely on this chazaka derava, that there's an assumption that a child who's reached the age of 13 has Shtei Sairis. In order to be a gadol, there's a requirement of Shanim and Simanim. Shanim being Yud Gimel and Simanim. When it comes to a deraisa, we don't rely on the Chazaka deRava, and explains the Prima Gadim the reason why. Why not? I mean, why don't we go Basa Rai if we follow Rai for deraisas? Right? So why don't we rely on the Rai? So the Prima Gadim says that, you see, if we quote this in the first footnote over here, number one, three lines from the bottom, Kasav Kaman B'Shem Apri V'Gadim Kevin Sheish Miut Hamotzui She'Eina Mevim Shtei Sairis Af La'Acha She'Giu L'Chal Shanim. There is a noticeable, a distinct Miut who don't have Shtei Sairis, and there's a discussion in Halacha what is considered to be a Miut Hamotzui. What is that? But there is a Miut Hamotzui. Lefika Chichmiru Chachamim Lachshish L'Miut Zeh L'Inyin Dinim D'Oraisa. But note, the Prima Gadim says this is a chashash de rabbanim. So, in other words, if a 13-year-old wrote tefillin midiraisa, we would assume it's okay because we go basarayv. Alamai, there's a miyut hamotzi. So Chazal wanted to be a chashish for the miyut hamotzi. So then the rabbanim, it's a chumra de rabbanim. But midiraisa, we should be able to be semech on this chazak of the rabba. But we the rabbanim don't want to be semech on it when it comes to the arises. So again,
Chris
there's the Rabbanim. Exactly. With the exception of Pasha Zohar, maybe, and so on. They gave the Alfina Mikra, Bein and Shi'e Dafka Gadol Mamish. Gaina Shevish Li Cyrus, Acha Shehu, Ben Yud Gimel Shana. Avlim Safik Lanu, Im Hevish Li Cyrus, Pasa Lichte, Ivim Leish, Nis Mala Zekanei, Dahaino Shi's Ribri Sear Viskanei, Afshin Ketanemais. Once you see that there's a fair amount of stubble on the face, then you know, and it's interesting, the source for a lot of these halachas is Cheshen Mishpat Simen Lamed Hei. So there, the discussion is by Eidus. Eidus, you need to have a gadol being made. So again, a similar discussion. So there, you have a lot of discussion in the Poskim as to what is considered to be an aid. Look at the students, he quotes a Sma over there in Simen Lamed Hei about Nismala Zekana and so on. Aisha Avru Reiv Shneisaf. Certainly, once the fellow is an older an adult, Aisha Nelder, but you see money Saris, or you see that the person has gone from Tatnis to be a Saris. Ukla Kaman and Simon and Hey, Sif Hey. Now, the Yej Ligar Besay from Shemanichim Lena Arim Lechtiv Tfilin Vain Medakhim, maybe you see money Godless they like. People would like to save some money, so they'll hire 13-year-old boys to write, and they're not medactic to know whether or not these kids have simani gadlus. Ryan Lael, Simon Lama Bays, Sif Cotton, Kuf Gimel, Mash Kasavnu, Sham, Bishim, Alavush, Minyan Zeb. Ein Be Alacha. Fine. Now we said, even if you have a Cotton Shigin Achinach, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to be bothered. If we said that even a gadlus 13 you can't write, so what's the Chiddush of a 10 to 11 year old boy, a Cotton Shigin Achinach, Bamas, if you do gadlai, called Manch Layadin and Shavishi Cyrus, like we said. Achlenin Gadl, Namachakach the Daknu. But when it comes to a gadol, if we checked him out a couple of weeks later and we noticed that he happened to have, so then we would assume the mafreya that also he had. You know, we'd say that today he's got shtei sairis, so presumably yesterday he did, presumably the day before. And we'd look at the chazaka, the hashta, and the chazaka would take us back. In no case, in no instance would we ever say it works. We said, Oikusi, Kinsach, Kachtach, Leimer, as opposed to a goy, David Gilulim, Balav, Achipos, She'ain, Kaisiv, Lishma. By definition, he will never write Lishma. Oi, Mumer, Avoides, Gilulim. Or if it is a Mumer, Lavoides, Gilulim. Debezehu, Kumum, Lachalatera. So if you have someone, if you have a Yid who Rahman Tzlan is an Eved Aved Zara, he is considered to be like a Mumer Lachal Hatera Kula. We know, right, like he says, V'adin im Mumer Lachal Shabbos Bifar Hesya. So if you have, usually a Mumer L'davar Echad is not a Mumer L'davar Acha. So if a fellow is a Mumer when it comes to wearing Shabbos, right, he loves the wool, linen feel. And he can't be Oymen B'Nisayin. So you're allowed to eat in his house. We don't have to assume that he's going to be Michael Nevelis and Trefus. Mumer Dover Echad, he's not a Mumer L'Shar Devarim. But if he's a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos, a Mumer L'Avay Dezara, he's a Mumer L'Chal Aterakula. Rashi says that once he's a Mumer for these Inyanim, for these areas which are so big and basic and kind of overarching, so then we just cannot take seriously anything he does. You're not a maimon in Maisa Bereishis and the Bari Olam and so on, so we don't believe anything which you do. It doesn't have any significance. So Adinim Humumer L'Chal Shabbos B'Fahesya, then he is considered to be a Mumer L'Chal Terkula. He points it over in number 6 in the footnote, very important. The Kama Nechshav B'Fahesya. What is the gedder of a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos B'Fahesya? Then Yinzei Kassav L'Kamon, Shahu Kishmachal Shabbos Bifni Asarim Yisrael, Oishi Yedea, she Yisparsim Hadavar Bifni Asara. So he does something, he drives his car down Golders Green Road, so he's doing it in front of Asarim Yisrael, people will see him. Achein im ein Yadua im Chilal Shabbos Bifni Asara, Kasa Ribki Veger, she ein chiyuv levarze. So we don't necessarily know that's what he's up to, and so we don't need to check it out. Now they say also that if he's embarrassed, so he says over here, he's embarrassed to be mechal Shabbos. Take a look over there. As the Gemara already says, that let's say he's embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos in front of an Adam Gadol, that could be that he's not called a Mum Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesya. You know, so they all tell these stories of the rabbi who sees these cars, these self-driven cars, because the fellow ducks as he comes close to the shul area, because he's embarrassed, he doesn't want the rabbi to see him. So it could be that he's not called a mumer l'chal Shabbos b'fahestia because he has a little bit of busha, and so on. He says in the next piece, in the next paragraph, we have im eina mechalas Shabbos b'frikas oil. He thinks, you know, it's Eidik Shabbos is important, this gives me Eidik. So he thinks it's mutter to do. Later on, So if he's doing it out of a mistake, he's not considered to be a mumer. So back in the Mishnah Berurah, we said, "Aval im hu mumer l'shar aveiros." If he's a mumer for other aveiros, time alone, the mumer l'davar echad lo yavi mumer l'chol atir kulam. Levad im hu eisel lahachis the bezerfi l'davar echad dina kikusi. Ukedis biyordeya simon beis. So over there, at the beginning of yordeya, that's really where you have the big discussion of mumer in halacha, kind of mumer shecht, and so on. And there we have the chumra of a mumer hachis, and there we have a fascinating discussion, an interesting machlekes rishonim. So we've said a mumer lahachis is someone who rachman l'tzlan lahachis is boiroy, and v'dafka doing this to upset the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one extreme. And then you have a mumer l'tzayavin. He doesn't have any ideological issues, but it's much more kosher food is much more expensive. I have to schlep to the other side of town. It's, of course, if I had the choice, I would eat kosher food. But it's a tircha for me. It's much more expensive. So that's a mumer l'tzayavin, which is not great, but it's much more kal. What about if you have someone who's just indifferent? He's not doing it because it's easy for him or it's cheaper. He's not doing it to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what's known as a mumer delay ichpas lay. Not on my radar. I don't care. I don't know. A mumer delay ichpas lay. So machlek is rishonim. Is it that you need to be a mumer l'te'avain? There's got to be a pressing reason why you eat the treif, because it's cheaper, because it's tastier, and so on, because it's a schlep. And therefore, if he's a lay ichpas lay, he's in the mumer l'hachis camp. Or no, is it only if you're doing it l'hachis is boiroi? Are you a mumer l'hachis? So long as you're not doing that, you're in the mumer l'tiyavin camp. So with the Bir Alach over here says somewhere over here. Well, let's take a look at the beginning of the Bir Alach. It says mumer l'avid is gilulim umari she'ina oduk ba. We're not speaking about someone who's a fabrenta. Mumer l'avid is gilulim. The ilav hachi have an apikiris for tzach sreifa. So, you know, for sure, you'd have to burn his stuff. I mean, here just mentions psulim, but if he's oduk, then you'd have to burn it. Now, I'm a mishnah which kasam the imu mumer l'hachis dinei ke'oved gilulim ula hachis mikri. What's called l'hachis? Heichadeh teirav yisura kamei. Both of them are there in front of him. The shavik teirav achli yisura. That's what the Gemara says. So he's on El Al. I don't know, or he's on British Airways, and they come and they see we've got a delicious glatt kosher meal, and you can even get it before the regular meals are served. He says, no, I specifically want the less tasty, tray food, and so on. That is called Shavik Yetera, and he grabs the Yisr. V'achli Yisura, dezehu b'chlal ha'akis. Avalim eine makpid livrar ha'heter. Just whatever comes, he takes. Oy hatzer, oy iser. Adayin eine b'chlal mumer l'hachis. So he says, legabi, this din, he is not considered to be a mumer l'hachis. V'rak legabi shchita pasuk haramah b'yardaya simen beis denechshev k'lahachis mishum desu eine b'ayz v'yichol. So says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Alach, in Hilcha Shechita, the Ramah seems to say that is considered to be a hachis. If he's a mumer delei ich paslei, he is considered to be a hachis. No, that's only over there because there's a requirement to be a practicing bar zvicho, someone who likes shechted meat, someone who eats meat which was slaughtered, and so on. As opposed to over here, that's one thing. I'm just going to mention a couple of points in this Bir Alacha. If you go down about another seven or eight lines. six words in, V'da'oid, he says, the chol elu psulin de chashvin alahachis, el avidus gilulim, mechil shavis befahesio, posik shom b'shach b'yordea, da'afilu b'pam achas posel, im leos ha'tshuvo. That's a very interesting psak. I mean, we said there's a discussion in the Mishnah, a mumer l'avodizara, a mumer l'chal Shabbos, a mumer l'achis. Maybe you have to do it at least three times. That establishes a certain pattern. It says the Shach over there, even if one time he drives on Golda's Green Road, even if one time he doesn't l'achis, and therefore says the Bialach of l'chayra, hu adin b'inyanenu, bim eina cheshish l'mitzvah tefillin, we would say a similar thing. And then, going down another 10 lines, I'll just mention one more thing at the beginning of the line. Starts with Dinira. He says, Dinira Pashat, the imu mumra le tefila achas. And let's say, you know, tefillin shel yad, that I can handle. But wearing something on my forehead, that looks ridiculous. Not going to do that. Not going to do that. So he says, Dinira Pashat, the imu mumra le tefila achas. Shel reish, eishel yad. For that particular tefillah, as in tefillah in the singular, he's not considered to be a bakshira. Darik siv b'kra echad ukshar tom v'gamer v'ha'ilu titafayz v'gamer v'iskish lochsavta. Now therefore, you know, we would look at each one individually and so on. Fine.
How did you translate before Baal's Vichol?
Well, that's actually a good question. It's machlekes rishonim. If a bar zvicha means someone who believes in the mitzvah of zvicha, who believes in v'zavacht, I think it's this, etc., who believes in v'zavacht kasher tzivisicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, v'zavacht kasher tzivisicha, you will be zaveach like I was mitzvah you. Which agav the mefarshim say, and here's a raya to the authenticity of Teresh Baal Peh. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that there's a psul of shihiyah, drasa, hagrama, ikur, all the various psulim, chalada, all the various psulim in shechita doesn't mention anywhere. It says v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So some say bar zvicha means someone who's a maimin in zvicha, and some say no, it means a practicing zeveach, someone who shechts properly the way one is supposed to shecht. You shecht the kon and the veshet. And you don't delay, and you don't slice it like you slice a vegetable, and so on. So is it a practicing one, or is it someone who believes in it? That's Machlek Zushin. Says the, yeah, good. There are those who are more machner. What did the Mechaber tell us? All of these people, he said, if it's written by a woman, a cotton, a kusi, a mumel avodizara, a meiser, it's possible. So that the Shonah kind of grouped all of these, grouped these chamor cases together with tefillin which was written by a woman. That tefillin which was written by a woman, it's possible. I need to burn it. It's just possible. It's no good.
The mumma, yeah.
Ah. So says the Mishabur, he says that Yesh machmim yesim ditzar gniza. And if you actually look at number 7 over here, he says, Makaradin Magen Avraham Bedimazis Lekasvei Min. He's medamit to if an Apicurus wrote it, Shaton Sreifa. The Kasvei Say Veshina Halachas Chaim Gineski Shlefikach Nir Shetzach Leim of Mishnah Berurah Sreifa. The Makam Gneza, he says that actually perhaps the Mishnah Berurah was supposed to write Sreifa, that meaning it's much more chamor if these, when these people write it, you actually need to burn it, as opposed to if a woman is just possible. Kol Veimu Mumer LaShara Veiris Aval Imu Mumer LaTefillin. If he doesn't put tefillin on, afilun eina oisah zelahachis posel. The su eina barkshir. If he doesn't put tefillin on, even if he's not doing it lahachis, nevertheless he's not considered to be a barkshira. So in this respect, it seems to be that we look at: are you a practicing barkshira? Levad im hayulazerak mumlatiyavan. Unless there was some type of a mitigating factor as to why he doesn't. I need to go to work. It's, you know, 3 in the morning every day. I come back at 9 o'clock at night. I don't have time. So then Adain Ehu Bechlal Barkshira. So such a person is still considered to be a Barkshira, because the reason why he's not putting it on is because of financial considerations. Because he still shouldn't allow such a person to write. Yesh Machmirin Afilu B'mumer Letziyavan. There are those who are machmir even by a mumar letziyavani if the reasons why he doesn't wear tefillin is because of taiva reasons, as in financial considerations or whatever. There's still those who are machmir by bepi halach of kasbi v'gadim. Tefillin who mumar lechal Shabbos b'pesia be'isid de rabbonin. Very interesting. This guy, you know, when it comes to muktzah, he needs his muktzah on Shabbos. He likes to use muktzah on Shabbos. So if he's a mumlech al Shabbos professor, be isu derabbanan kagein muktzah, v'hoitzah lekarmeles yesh lahachmah kolpanam lechatchila shlo lehanich lechtiv stam. Afilu b'dievet tzarchin. So very interesting. If the guy is driving, so that's a deraisa. But if the guy is handling muktzah on Shabbos, so then would we say he's a mumlech al Shabbos and therefore he's possible?
It's
only derabbanan. He's only doing the derabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah has its Tzarech Iyun about this, but the Chazon Ish, as he points out over here in number 9, will come on Kasev Yeshvan Achronim Hasev M'She'ein Adam Nase Mumer Al Yedei Chil Shabbos B'Issa De Rabbanin V'Chin Kasev Chazon Ish Shavisturi Shabbos De Rabbanin Ein Nase Mumer. So a person does not become a Mumer if he's doing that. With that would mean, even if a person, let's say, is carrying in a place where there's no Eruv, but it could be that our streets are considered to be a Karmelis, and therefore we would say that the fellow is only doing an Issa de Rabbanan, and he wouldn't be considered to be a Mumer, and that could be very helpful at times.
So, the real world still Mumer when this person's around.
Yeah, correct, 100%. Good. we said that the fellow masters people, we said the pasuk says, "Kol she'ene b'kshira." If you're not involved in kshira, you don't believe in it. You're not b'ksiva. She'ene b'kshira. The ever the ish of a kusi a muzer ala kshira. So they are simply not commanded in kshira. V'katanaf she'yilachinuch mederban ba'almahu. That's not midiraisa. Ein b'per halach v'chol elu. It doesn't help if there's a God Laimad Al-Gabav. None of these things help. Good. We saw in Siv Beis that if you are apostle for Ksiva, you're apostle for Tikkun. So he says, Umi shenikta yade hasmalis. Rahman al-Tlan, the fellow's left arm has been amputated. Afa pi she'ina b'kshira yachalecht of tefillin. Such a person can write with his right arm. The Gavra Bach Yuvu Ela Puma Hu De Koyivle. This is an expression in the Gemara. The fellow obviously is a Bach Yuv. It's just that his mouth hurts him. In this case, his arm hurts him. He doesn't have an arm. But that's the only reason why he's not doing it. Just like if a person's arm is in a cast. You say, oh, you're not putting tefillin on. So therefore you can't write tefillin in the interim. Of course you can. It's just that right now there's some other Zaitika consideration. We said that cannot be involved in any asiya. You cover over the batim, you stitch it up. the formation of the shin, or to correct a letter. I mean, leaving aside the whole discussion of shalei kasidrin and kasidrin, it's going to be a situation where you're allowed to be magia. He would be allowed, remember we said they would take the hide and you would put it in various chemicals and so on. For sure, a woman would be able to do it. When a guy does it, there's a requirement to a yid to be Imad al-Gaboy, the Yirish Yel Shma, Ukit La'al and Ahmed Beis, Wadim the Cotton, the Hashkara, Sabatim, or Tsuas. What about blackening the Batim or Tsuas? There we mentioned the Lachmesh Visina, and La'al, Simlam Gimash, Yarn, Sham, Dina Beis, Hashem Isbach, the Guriras Devik, Shabin Isley, scraping away glue between letters, Lachatrish, Lizash, Lalas, Ayyad, Ayyadam, ideally not, but the Evadim, Lachmets, okay. The Grira in the Kriksiva, that's not considered to be a Ksiva. Ein Hetiv La'el, Simon on the Beis. Kol Zev, Tefillin, the Be'in and Kesidrin. All of this is when it comes to Tefillin, there's a requirement of Kesidrin, and therefore you're doing a proper, it's more Chomer. Aber bei Sefer Torah in Efshel Ligror study or Isis b'makim shnagu v'alach silukosven yase v'zeh mikri lechatchila. Meaning there's less concern when it comes to Sefer Torah because there's no requirement of kesifin. So Akaponim, not all of Yadina, we said an Eved Kanani, which is not so relevant nowadays, but an Isha, and even a God who is 13, unless you know they have Shtei Cyrus, they should not be writing tefillin. If you have someone who is does not put tefillin on the hachis, or if you have a mumer chal shabosis, befahesya, if you have a mumer lavoda zara, and so on, and they're not allowed to write tefillin, and it's possible even with the Yevid, and anyone who's not allowed to write is not able to fix the tefillin either.
Okay. You mentioned the state of terror, with correcting the state of terror.